Well, praise the Lord. Welcome to the broadcast today. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis. We're getting ready to take you back into a message entitled Begotten Unto a Lively Hope by the Resurrection of Jesus Christ from the Dead. Let's get ready now and go into the broadcast, and I pray God that you be blessed. Let's go now into the message already in progress. God bless you.
Sister Kizzy, you have a city. Sister Judy, God have a city for you. God's got a city for me. I'm living in a city. I can acquire a few things in this city, but the city don't belong to me. But God put a hope inside of you to not just live in a city, but own a city. Glory to God. You ain't excited yet? Let's keep reading. It says, in that city, now watch this, in that city, the streets are pure gold. Wow. We're talking about the riches of this inheritance, which is your hope. And I'm just going through it slowly because I need, because see, God got to write this on our hearts. This got to become exciting to you. This is exciting to me. I promise you, I told y'all last week, nothing bothers me. I don't have no bad days. And I told y'all how I maintain that. When a bad day come, I don't participate. Y'all missed a good place to shout. I choose not to participate in those bad days. Why? Because something inside of me, I have an expectation of something greater than what I see happening to me now. Glory to God. I'm going to a city. And in this city, the streets are pure gold. Now watch this. Not only are the streets pure gold, but the city itself is gold. You don't believe me? Revelation, write this down. Revelation 21, 18. The city itself is gold. Hallelujah. Watch this. Not only is the city gold, but the walls are made out of jasper. You know what God's trying to tell us? This thing that I promise you, this hope that I put inside of you, this place you're going, it is decked out. Let me show you something else in that city, because I see some of y'all say, I'm working hard to get a shout out of you, but I'm going to get it before we're over. I'm going to get it, I'm going to lay hands on you and get you saved. I'm having fun. I don't know about you, because I see what I'm talking about. Let's talk a little bit more about these riches. Revelation 21, verse 14. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. In this city, there ain't going to be no more crying. You ain't going to have a reason to cry tears of sorrow no more. You ever remember days when you had to cry? You ever remember what you cried about? Many of us cried because we was in pain. Many of us cried because people hurt us. People misunderstood us. Hallelujah. But in this city and in this promised land and this hope that God got inside of you, you go into a place where you never have to cry no more. Hallelujah. It says, and God will wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death. Mr. Robert, your brother just passed the other day. But in this city, there'll be no more passing of people and loved ones. Now, this is your hope. This is your hope. Well, maybe you like living in the earth where people die every day and man, I could get out here and get in an accident. Four or five people get killed. My daughter can get killed. You want to live there? You want to spend the rest of your life there? I'm talking about going to a place where there is no accidents. There is no more death. Let me keep reading. I'm talking about the riches of this hope that we have inside. And you know why it's important to go through this? Because the saints need to be reminded of this blessed hope. Hallelujah. Come on, you need to be reminded of this blessed hope. Because we have gotten so accustomed to the depressions of this earth. Yeah. That's why people stop being faithful in church. They done lost their hope. It's all about what's going on and what I see. If you born of God, you have begotten unto a lively hope. It's a lively hope. And this hope, if it's in you, you stay alive even in death, even in trouble. If you can't stay alive, you got the wrong Holy Ghost. He's a ghost. He ain't holy. This Holy Ghost make you press. Because you keep looking forward. You're looking beyond everything. Hallelujah. Let's keep talking. We're talking about these riches. It says, and God will wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, no more sorrow. Hallelujah. No sorrow. There ain't be no more sorrow days in there. Ain't going to be no more emotions coming at you, making you feel depressed, feel down. It's over. It's history. Tell me, isn't that a blessing we have no more of these days? This that place that God has promised you. It said, there'll be no more crying, neither shall there be any more pain. Now, I don't know if you've ever felt pain before. I don't like pain. I do not like pain. But, you know, some mornings I get up, people are shocked to know I'm 60 years old, going 61. Thank God, that's a blessing. But I, you know, I may not look it. I can feel it sometime, though. Amen. Because I get up some mornings, I can hear, I don't know if my wife be hearing them, but my bunk, I can hear them cracking. I don't want my wife to tell where she at. Don't tell me if you hear me now, because I wonder, did she hear that? Amen. But in this city, in this place I'm going, in this place that keep me happy, keep me motivated, keep me expecting, keep me in anticipation, the cracks don't bother me here. Because I got a hope inside of me that one day I have a body that won't crack. It'll praise. Come on, it'll praise God. Hallelujah. 24/7 and never get tired. It said, for in this city, this blessed hope that we have inside of us, the former things are passed away. All the former things are passed away. You won't be able to remember none of these bad days. None, you know what? God got away. Do you know you can take some, what they call them, some boards and erase them? You can delete information. Some of us got some bad memories. Even though we saved, we still can remember some bad things, and we try not to even think about them, because if we think about them now, if you think about them, they'll put a bad emotion in you. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Some of us done went through some experiences that we can't even bear thinking about it. Where in this city, the data is wiped clean. Your soul is wiped clean. Glory to God. Let's keep reading. We're talking about the riches of this hope. The riches of this city, this place we're going. Revelation 21, verse 5. It says, and he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. Anybody ever enjoyed a brand new car, the brand new smell? Y'all like that brand new smell? I love it. I used to get them every year. Amen. I kind of slowed down, but I used to get a brand new car every year just for the smell. Y'all look at me funny. Y'all don't like that new car smell? I like that shininess of that car. And I'm driving, I'm like looking around, boy, it's just so clean inside of here. But then after about a year or so, you done spill coffee here. Come on now, somebody done cut the carpet, and come on, somebody, and it start getting old. Well, the Bible said over there, this hope that we're born to, I got a hope inside of me. I got a hope to live in a city that's made out of pure gold, live in a city that is pure gold, got walls of jasper, gates of pearl, God right there in the city. I can't cry, I can't die, I can't pain, and everything is brand new every day. Hallelujah. You know why we need to talk about this? Because some Christians done forgot about why you're in this. You done forgot about where you're going. Got to remind you. Peter said, he said, I'm going to be soon putting off this tabernacle as the Lord has showed me. But he said, I got to do some things so you don't ever forget what's up ahead for you. Hallelujah. That you don't, that he said, I need to put you in remembrance. And sometimes we got to put the saints in remembrance why we in church, why we serve God, why am I doing what I do? It's something to this. Hallelujah. It says, and he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. Everything going to be new, and it would never grow old, ever, ever, ever. And he said, unto me write, for these things are true and faithful. For the mind, for the human mind, to say, well, you know, those are Bible stories. You need to be saved. The Bible said this is true and faithful. It is a true city that's pure gold. It said these things are true and faithful. Look at Revelation 22:1. I got a few more scriptures on my first point. We're talking about the riches of this glory. The riches of this glory. This is the glory you entering into. And see, the Bible said that who shall dwell in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, he that has not lifted up his soul unto vanity. You can't go in there vain. You can't go in there with unforgiveness in your heart. If you having a problem, I know ain't nobody here having no problem. I know ain't in here. I know it's not. I'm just talking to a church in Cuba. I say that by faith, Lord. If you having problems with issues in your life, if you having problems because husband didn't say the right thing this morning, wife didn't do the right thing this morning, if you can't get over these little weak and beggarly things down here, you done lost your hope. Man, get over that stuff. And let's move on. Clap your hands and praise the Lord. It ain't worth it. Revelation 22:1. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, a water of life. A pure river. Hallelujah. A pure river of water of life. Listen, water of life. Glory to God. Clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, on either side of the river, was there the tree of life. The tree of life still exists. Hallelujah. The tree of life still exists. And it says, the tree of life, which bear 12 manners of fruits, yielding her fruit every month. Some kind of way we still going to be able to determine months. Times, the Bible said time shall be no more. But apparently we're going to still be able to measure some things. Because this tree every month going to yield fruit. Hallelujah. It's going to be the best apple you ever tasted. And the leaves of the tree was for the healing of the nations. I could comment on that, but I better move on. Take me too long. I'm really trying to get through this first point. Revelation 22, verse 3. We talk about the riches of this hope, the riches of this inheritance. If just the cruise satisfy you and motivates you and makes you excited, stop going on cruises till you get it right with God. If your only motivation is watching the days of our lives, if you have more excitement, come on, if you have more excitement about a comedy show than you have about this, you better judge your salvation. This is for saints. It's not for ain't. Revelation 22:3. And there shall be no curse there. Can't no curse even enter the city. But the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. And his, now watch this, and his servants shall serve him. Notice, his servants shall serve him. Are you serving him now? Because the scripture say, in this city, his servants shall serve him. Are you really serving God when you're working in these departments? Are you serving to have authority? Are you serving to be seen? Are you serving when you're feeling excited? Are you serving when everything's going good? Are you serving just for authority? Are you serving him? Because in this city, only the servants gonna serve him. Because how are you serving now? If you serving now up and down, you ain't gonna serve him in this city. Because it ain't gonna be no mood swings in this city. So you better get your mood right now. Hallelujah, glory to God. I'm trying to help somebody. Man, this ought to be the shiny, it is the shiny and cleanest building in the city. Sister Garden and the cleanup crew, they here cleaning all the time. Sister God, can I share this when I walked in here the other day? Now, I didn't know Sister Peggy had been given an ultimatum. Somebody told her that you got 1 month to resign from cleaning that building over there. Sister Peggy said, I ain't working for no man. I'm working for God. I didn't know that had happened. I didn't know that. I walked in the building. Sister Peggy was here cleaning. I didn't know she was giving an ultimatum. I looked at her. I said, glory to God. You serving God. You doing this for God. Then she told me her story. Come on now. Are you working for God or man? You got to know who you're working for. It's good preaching. You got to know. See, some saints don't know who they working for. You don't know what you're doing. You just moody. You do it when you want to. You need to get out and sit down somewhere. Because you ain't going to serve him in this city. Only his servants going to serve him. Glory to God. I'm excited. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can only serve when you're happy. You can only serve when things going your way. You can only serve when you got joy. Baby, I'm serving when I'm in pain. I'm serving when I'm crying. I'm serving when they don't like me. I'm serving God. And if you don't get it right down here, you're not going to serve him up there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm trying to help you. We ought to have the most excited people in the world. That's why we got to talk about these things, preacher. I know this ain't your average sermon. I got to take my time and go through this. Who you serving? You serving Chief Apostle? You serving Curtis Lewis? You serving Pastor Moore? Or are you serving God? Because in this city, the only people that are going to be allowed to serve him is those that serving him now. Glory to God. I wouldn't just be on time when I got to do something. I would be before time. Why don't we get back to doing things excellent for God? If you're doing so now, I know things come up and I know people have issues. I ain't talking about that. But if you ain't got no, even if you got an issue, let God be first and do things right for God. Hallelujah. We ought to have the cleanest toilets. These chairs ought to always be straightened. You see one crooked, don't wait on somebody to straighten it. You straighten it. Oh, Lord, I haven't gotten out of my first point. We're talking about the riches of this glory and this hope. You ain't getting none of these riches if you don't do it right here. You don't even have part in this matter. Glory to God. I'm gonna preach this. I'm gonna get it out. Yeah, I'm gonna get it out. Come on, clap and praise the Lord. No curse in the city. Throne of God and Lamb is in this city. His servants shall serve him. His servants. I pray, you know what? You ought to write that down, because if I say nothing else, God just spoke to all of us. His servants shall serve him. If you're not a servant now, you won't serve him later. Your earth walk is your time to prove that you really are a servant of God. His servants shall serve him. Hallelujah. And they shall see his face. Now, that's one of the benefits of this hope. You have a blessed hope. I told y'all last week, my greatest blessing is when I look upon his face and dare to sing of his saving grace. Just to hear him say, well done. That excites me. Now, maybe you're excited by when you see him and then you get excited when he passes his reward out. Oh, glory, glory, glory. You get excited over the reward. I'm excited over the reward giver. See, you got your priorities wrong. Now, I ain't talking to nobody. Don't y'all get mad. Y'all get mad at me, you just don't know me. I don't know where nobody live. I mean, spiritually speaking. I know God gave me this message. And I know God told me, you ain't going to serve him there if you don't serve him here. You done lost your joy. You done lost your reason for being what God made you to be in the kingdom. This is a kingdom. We call it Refuge Temple, but this is a kingdom. I thought you were serving the king. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It says, help me, Lord. Y'all know I haven't gotten nowhere. I gotten where the Holy Ghost want me to get. Okay, Minister Bobby says, stay right there. It says, in the midst of the streets of it, on either side of the river was there a tree of life, which shall bear 12 manners of fruit, yielding her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree was for the healing of the nation. They're going to still be nations. And apparently they're going to still be people in these nations that are going to need healing, because why? A glorified body don't need no healing. Boy, I got Bible behind me, I just don't have the time. Everybody not going to be in a glorified body. A glorified body don't need no, it's glorified. Everybody not going to get the same reward because they didn't serve him. And they won't be permitted to serve. This is your entry to serving him when you enter there. How you serve him here tells him how you would serve him there. If you half-heartedly serve here and he lets you in there, you'll get up there and create a mood in heaven. Lord, why am I staying with this? Praise him, somebody. Hallelujah. Bible said, let the church hear what the Spirit is saying. Hallelujah. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. God just say, I'm looking in your hearts. I'm looking in minds. I'm looking at what do hinder my people. Why do these things hinder you, saith the Lord? When I'm the Lord, your God, I'm the one you serve. I'm the one you love. Why do these things hinder you, saith the Lord? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. God love you so much. The Bible said don't despise the chastening of the Lord. See, I had no idea I was going to get up here and spend all this time just trying to get out this first point. But the Holy Ghost is in charge. And let me tell everybody something. When we're in the church, we could be in Bible study. We could, Pastor Mo could get up, and we ain't got to be what we call preaching. God will let me bring something up to bring correction. Either we being led by the Holy Ghost or we being led by our own intuition. Either this is a Spirit-led church or it's not. This is a Spirit-led church, and when God got to address something, he addresses it. Let me tell y'all something. Let me talk as a pastor now. Let me just talk as a pastor. I'm proud I'm proud of what everybody has done here. Hallelujah. But I know this church can do a whole lot more. This church gonna do a whole lot more. And Chief Apostle is expecting this church to do a whole lot more. But a whole lot more gonna come from the core group we got right now, being sold out and dedicated and committed as serving God and not man. If God asked you for a report, I need a report of how the grass going. I need a report of what we need in the janitorial supply. If God come and ask you that, you mean you're going to wait till next week and give it to him? You mean you're going to give it to him faithfully 2 weeks and then after that, then it just fall through the, just fade away? So, oh, I got busy. Oh, I couldn't do it. Well, whatever caused you to get busy and caused you not to do it is your God. That's who you serve it. Because either God is first, or he ain't going to be second. And all of us need to count the cost, whether we do give our whole lives and hearts and servants service to God. Because sometimes God will take the preacher and change his whole message to talk to the church.
Well, praise the Lord. That's it for today. But I hope you enjoyed the message entitled Begotten Unto a Lively Hope by the Resurrection of Jesus Christ from the Dead. To God be the glory. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis. I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to encourage those of you that would like to visit one of our services at Refuge Temple right here in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, to write down this address. It's 10414 Mammoth Avenue. That's 10414 Mammoth Avenue. We meet every Sunday at 10 a.m. We meet Sunday night at 7 p.m. And we meet Wednesday at 7 p.m. On Wednesday night, you'll have the blessing of hearing our Chief Apostle, Bishop Wendell Archie, via YouTube, after which we'll come and piecemeal the Word of God. We would love to see your face and the place. If you would like to call us, you can call us at 225-802-5613. Also, I want to encourage those of you that have been following us for a while and listening to the Word of God. For those of you that have been blessed by the Word of God, we want to encourage you to support the Word of God that we may take it further. The scripture said that you are to communicate to them that teach in all good things. God has put it on my heart, I believe with all of my heart, that there are those of you that have been following us for some time. You faithfully listen to the broadcast. You faithfully hear the word. You are blessed by the word, but you never take the time to support the word. So I'm talking to you, only those of you that's been following us for a while and you're blessed by the word of God. We pray that you would hear God and be obedient to supporting the work of God. And we pray that you be faithful to doing that and that God would make you a dedicated steward of the things of God. To God be the glory. This is Apostle Lewis again saying we love you, we thank God for you, and remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus.